Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a proper rave pressure style old school jungle ARP shape in Ableton Live 12, and the big idea is simple. We're going to make a short melodic pattern feel alive through automation, tension, and movement. This is very much a jungle and old school D&B mindset. The magic isn't in writing a huge melody. It's in taking a small idea, maybe just one bar or two bars, and making it feel like it's breathing with the drums. That's what gives these records that urgent, ravey energy. The loop is repeating, sure, but it never feels static because the sound is constantly changing. So first, let's set up the musical foundation. Load a synth that can give us a sharp, harmonically rich tone. Waveatable is a great place to start in Live 12 because it's clean, flexible, and still aggressive enough for jungle. Go with a saw wave on oscillator 1, and either another saw or a square on oscillator 2. Detune them slightly, but keep it controlled. We want width and movement, not a giant blurry cloud. If you're using unison, keep it modest, around 2 to 4 voices. Then add a low-pass filter and pull the cutoff down so the sound starts dark and focused. You can always open it later with automation, and that's where the pressure comes from. For tempo, aim somewhere in the 160 to 174 BPM zone. That's a really natural jungle range. It lets the ARP feel excited and driving without turning into a frantic mess. If you already have a breakbeat loop going, listen to how it grooves. This ARP should lock in with the drums, not fight them. That's a really important point. In jungle, the top layer and the breaks are in conversation with each other. Now write the MIDI. Keep it short. A lot of people make the mistake of adding too many notes, but old-school jungle ARPs usually work best when they behave like rhythmic instruments, not lead lines. Try using just 3 or 4 notes from a minor scale. Root, minor third, fifth, and flat seventh are great starting points. If you're in a minor, for example, A, C, E, and G will give you that classic dark but musical tension. Program a 1-bar pattern first. You can go with 1/8 or 1/16 notes, but leave gaps. Don't fill every slot. The space is what lets the break breathe. A few offbeat hits, one repeated high note, maybe a little lift at the end of the bar, and suddenly you've got a phrase with attitude. If you want to use Ableton's Arpeggiator, that's fine, but I treat it as a helper rather than the whole solution. Hand programming the rhythm often feels more intentional in D&B. If you do use Arpeggiator, keep it subtle. Up or converge, a 1/16 rate, moderate gate, and not too much random chance. The goal here is control. Next, shape the amplitude envelope. This part matters a lot because jungle ARPs need to punch through dense drums and bass without getting muddy. Keep the attack very fast, almost instant. Set decay fairly short, sustain somewhere in the middle or slightly lower, and release tight. If the sound feels too soft, shorten the release and lower sustain. If it disappears in the mix, give it a bit more body or slightly open the filter. Now let's add some character. A little saturation goes a long way. Use Ableton's Saturator or Overdrive. Just a few dB of drive can make the ARP cut through the mix much better. Don't overcook it at this stage. You want edge, not fizz. Here's where the lesson really starts to come alive. Automation. In this style, automation is the arrangement. It's not just an extra detail. It's what turns a loop into a performance. In arrangement view, start drawing movement on the filter cutoff. Open it slowly over 8 or 16 bars. That gives you that classic pressure building sensation. Then add small resonance boosts at phrase peaks. Not too much, just enough to make the sound lean forward. You can also automate reverb and delay throws. Keep those effects mostly under control, then send a little extra at the end of a phrase or on the last note of a bar. That's a really classic jungle move. It creates a tail, a little burst of space, and then the groove snaps back into place. Very effective. A nice approach is to think in two stages. For the first half of the phrase, make small changes. Then in the last few bars, push harder, a bit more cutoff, a little more resonance, maybe more stereo width, maybe a delay throw. That contrast is what creates momentum. For the effects chain, a really solid stock setup is auto filter, saturator, echo, reverb, and utility. Auto filter is doing the main tonal movement. Echo gives you the classic throw and space, but keep the repeats dark, so they don't clutter the top end. Reverb should stay subtle most of the time. Use it like seasoning, not like a blanket. And utility is there for mono control and width management, which is important, because old-school D&B and jungle can get messy fast if you let the stereo image run wild. A great practical tip is to automate feedback, not just wet/dry. A small rise in delay feedback at the end of a phrase can feel way more musical than simply turning the whole effect up. Same with reverb decay. If you want a bigger moment, you're basically performing the space, not just adding it. Now, let's make the ARP interact with the drums. This is a huge DNB principle. The ARP should answer the breakbeat, not sit on top of it like a separate layer. If the drums get busier, the ARP should usually get more selective. If the drums thin out, the ARP can open up and take more attention. That means you might want to duck the ARP a little on busy drum fills, or create tiny filter dips on snare accents. Those little gestures make the whole thing feel locked in. If you're using chopped amen-style breaks, listen for the snare backbeats, ghost notes, and pickup hits. Try landing some ARP accents in those spaces. It doesn't have to be exact every time, but the more the phrase feels like it belongs to the groove, the more authentic it will sound. You can also use light sidechain compression if needed. Keep it subtle. Just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not about obvious pumping. It's about making the ARP breathe with the rhythm. At this point, resampling becomes really useful. Once you've got the automation feeling right, record the ARP to audio. This is a classic jungle workflow, because it lets you cut the tails precisely, reverse a throw, slice a sweep into a fill, or turn one great moment into a reusable audio asset. In Ableton, record the output to a new audio track, then zoom in and start trimming the best parts. You can consolidate a one-bar or two-bar section, or slice it into pieces if you want extra movement. This is where the sound starts to feel like part of a real track rather than just a MIDI loop. You can even process the resampled audio further with beat repeat, simple delay, or auto pan if you want more motion. But keep the spirit of the sound in mind. The point is not to overwhelm it. The point is to turn that original phrase into something more playable and more arranged. Let's talk about structure. A strong old-school jungle ARP should work in different roles. It can be an intro element, a pre-drop lift, a breakdown hook, or a drop layer stab. So think inversions. Make an intro version that's filtered and restrained. Make a main version that has fuller movement. And if you want, make a peak version that's wider, brighter, and more dramatic. You can also create a sense of lift by changing register. Start in the mid-range, then shift an octave higher in the final bars before a drop. That gives the tune a really strong sense of anticipation, without needing a whole new melody. Then bring it back down for the main section. That sort of register movement is very effective in jungle because it adds energy, without overcrowding the mix. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, too much resonance. It's tempting to crank it because resonance sounds exciting in solo, but in a mix it can get piercing really quickly, especially around the 2 to 5 kHz zone. If the sound starts screaming at you, back off the resonance and use filter or saturation to keep the energy without the pain. Second, too much stereo width in the low end. Keep the sub and low mid controlled. Use utility to narrow the important low frequency material if needed. The drums and bass need to own that space. Third, automating everything at once. That's a common trap. Usually one main movement is enough, plus one supporting motion. For example, cutoff plus delay throw is often all you need. If every parameter is moving at once, the sound can lose identity. And finally, don't forget the gaps. Jungle energy is often about what you don't play. The negative space around the notes is what lets the breaks hit hard. If you want to push this further, try a few advanced variations. Duplicate the clip and invert the phrase so the second version feels like a response rather than a repeat. Program a velocity contour so the ARP has quieter pickups and stronger accents. Shift one or two notes up an octave in the second half of the bar to create lift. Or make bar one darker and bar two brighter, so a two-bar loop feels like it's evolving. You can also split the sound into two layers, a clean dry layer for note clarity and a gritty parallel layer for attitude. Blend the dirty layer underneath so the ARP still reads clearly on club systems, but has that extra rave bite. Here's a great mini practice challenge. Build an 8-bar jungle ARP from scratch. Use one synth patch, one main MIDI idea and only a few automation moves. Add a filter sweep, a delay throw on the last note of bars 4 and 8, and maybe a small octave lift in the second half. Check it in mono, then resample it and cut one fill from the best moment. After that, play it with your drum loop and ask yourself one question. Does this feel like it's driving the tune forward? If the answer is yes, you're on the right path. So to wrap it up, remember the core principle here. A jungle ARP becomes powerful through automation, not complexity. Keep the MIDI simple, keep the rhythm tight, shape the tone with stock Ableton devices, and use cutoff, resonance, width, delay, and reverb to build pressure over time. Leave space for the breaks. Resample the best moments. Stay disciplined with mono and low-end control. Do that and you'll have an ARP that feels properly old school, properly DNB and ready to carry a whole section with real rave energy. Nice. Let's move on and keep building that pressure.